This is the Dallas Design Sprints podcast. I'm your host, Robert Scrobe. On this week, we have Jason Lemank. He is a design sprint facilitator at his newly formed company, Product Sprint, out of Irvine, California. And he'll soon be making his way over to Germany to start doing some business over there. He has an extensive history with user experience and entrepreneurialism. We have a pretty interesting conversation on a variety of topics, especially his background and what led him to design sprints. Hope you enjoy the show. Jason, thank you very much for coming on the show. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Thank you for having me. Looking forward to it as well.
You are the owner of Product Sprint. You are act as a design sprint facilitator. It's an agency that delivers innovation through creative collaboration. But what's unique about it is that it combines agile, lean, design thinking principles pretty much in the design sprint process. You want to tell everyone a little bit more about your business that you just started and what you're aiming to do with it?
Yeah, definitely. It is something that I just started, right? My background has been in product management through some training in user experience design. But I feel as though, you know, having something like this agency is useful and something where I can be impactful to companies by bringing some of that background into it, right? Having the experience as a design sprint facilitator, working as a product manager, having a certified Scrum product owner, certified Scrum master background and training and experience. I think I can utilize all of that and really help companies innovate in areas where they maybe feel like they can't.
You had gotten trained directly from the AJ and Smart method of design sprints. You went to one of Jake Knapp's boot camps. What was that experience like?
The AJ and Smart experience that I had was back in November of 2017, where I flew out to San Francisco for one night for one of their free Lightning Decision Jam workshops. That was a great experience getting to talk to the AJ and Smart people with Jonathan and with Dee and getting some advice from them, actually. So I was like, wow, this is really cool. This is happening in San Francisco. I can't believe you guys are out here from Berlin. They're like, yeah, we can't believe it either. We have all these smart tech people in Silicon Valley, yet here we are, you know, this design agency from Berlin that's here. I'm like, yeah, that's awesome. So I'm like, I'm thinking about doing this in Southern California. They're like, yeah, go for it. Go all out and do it. You know, there's a ton of material online that we publish and that we have, and please use that. And it was a very uplifting kind of moment when they're like, yeah, run with it. Just go, just do it. And so that's actually what I've been doing. And that's what's led me to create this agency, Product Sprint, recently. The other event was more recent, a couple months ago, and that was actually with John Zaratsky hosting when he did a full design sprint bootcamp with Michael Travis Parker of EM Sprint. And that was a great experience to really get a full deep dive from one of the authors of the Sprint book. The conversation that I had with him was that when I'm hosting workshops and when I'm hosting boot camps, I really want to stay true to form, you know, in presenting the information. And, you know, got some great feedback from John on that as well.
So between all those experiences, how have they kind of intermingled with your vision with Product Sprint?
Looking at, you know, this model of going out and doing workshops, right, doing Lightning Decision Jams and getting the word out there about design sprints and their benefits, you know, trying to actually get clients based off of that, right, by spreading the word and saying, like, this is how things are done and this is who I am and how I can, you know, impact your company as a design sprint facilitator. That's something that I learned from, you know, AJ and Smart doing the Lightning Decision Jam that they had for their workshop. Same thing for the John Zaratsky bootcamp. Like, this is something that I'm basically just copying, right? It's not something that I came up with. It's something that I see them doing and seeing them being successful and something that I'd like to emulate. And it's what I'm doing. It's what I'm going for.
One of the things that's intriguing about your background is that you not only are CSM and CSPO certified, but you went to international business school. You went to product school for web development. You've been to the Hult International Business School for a master's degree in international business. How have you incorporated those learnings into what you do for products?
There's quite a few other things too. I mean, I've gotten my life insurance license. I have a Series 6, financial Series 6 license as well. I've got a pretty varied background and I've dabbled in a few different things. I even passed the real estate, California real estate exam, but didn't hang up a license because I transitioned into something else. I have this varied background. I've had these different experiences that I've gone through to get me to where I am today. But I think how that helps in product sprint is that having these certifications is basically a stamp of approval or a stamp of saying that, like, hey, this guy can go through these programs and gain a quick understanding of something that's pretty complicated in a relatively short amount of time and be able to utilize that. So, you know, the master's program, that was a great program in terms of it being learning about disruptive innovation. That was one of the elective courses that I took towards the end of that I was really interested in when I was up in San Francisco. And I feel that I can use that information directly, some of the principles from that, to help guide large companies, help guide any company actually in helping them determine what's going to be an innovative transformation for them.
Sounds like you have plenty of educational background to fall on to either derive from or change course depending on which way you wanted to pivot.
Yeah, I would think so. But I mean, everything that I've done so far has led me to this point, right? I mean, I think that's just what all life is about. But now I have a focus and a clear direction on what I want to do. Some of the education that I've done before in the past, some of those other things have been deviations in things that I thought that I wanted to do, but you know, it was also influenced by other factors. So, you know, getting the life insurance license, getting the financial thing, my parents were heavily into that, right? And they've developed a very successful career off of that. I was like, okay, well, maybe that's something that I want to go after. I don't know. So I dabbled in it. I tried it out. For me, my passion has always been in entrepreneurship. That even dates back to when I was in college, Cal State University Fullerton, got a degree, bachelor's in business administration with concentration in marketing. I co-founded an entrepreneurship fraternity out there with some friends, and you know, that was great. We got to learn about how startups work and how people in startups, what they do, how they fail. We went to conferences, and that's something that I've always been passionate about. That's something that I've carried over to even the master's program, where I basically rekindled the entrepreneurship club that was there with a couple of friends and got to learn about the entrepreneurial environment in Shanghai, China, right, with a couple of friends of mine. We did a lean startup weekend. One of my friends pitched an idea that we ended up working on with a team of people for a couple months. Wish I had the design sprint back then, because we would have found out much quicker if the idea would have worked or not. But you know, that's, I think I'm at a point now where I've found my passion, right? And that passion has been going into startups, going into companies, going into entrepreneurship eventually, right? My eventual goal is to start up a company by the time, and I would say within about 3 years. But as I'm preparing for that, I'm learning the steps necessary to be successful, right? Without having to pay for it myself. By being a product manager, by understanding user experience design, by understanding things like design sprints.
Maybe we should get into a little bit of what you've been doing lately in California. You have a boot camp coming up, I believe. Why don't you get into that a bit?
So I have a full-day design sprint boot camp coming up on February 27th. I'm just going to be going through the entire design sprint process with whoever wants to attend for that. I'm partnering with a company called Rocket 9 Solutions. Rocket 9 is a SoCal-based agile consulting firm that offers a full spectrum of transformation services from public and private training to team, enterprise, technical coaching. They've actually reached out to me because of some of the events that I've held in the past. But yeah, I'm really excited to be doing that, to be hosting that, and to be teaching that. That is going to be held in Tustin, California. That's in Orange County, California, just south of Los Angeles and north of San Diego.
Now, do you have any sort of tickets on Eventbrite, or how will people be able to register for this?
The Eventbrite, I'm not sure how I can, talk about the link, but yeah.
You could send it to me and I'll include it in the show notes. So you don't have to go, it's HTTP.
Yeah.
/://
Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry.
8827138.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I can send it to you. But yeah, if you just searched Jason LeMank Design Sprint Bootcamp, Orange County, or just Design Sprint Bootcamp Orange County, it should be one of the top things that pops up. My first design sprint meeting and Lightning Decision Jam was with the Orange County product managers. I did that back in, I think, October or November last year. was very surprised at the turnout. Had a full room. It was sold out. It was booked. And I definitely was not expecting that, right? This is my first engagement doing that. But received a lot of positive feedback from that. And it was great. And actually, it is one of the things that has led me to be able to host the bootcamp that I'm hosting. But then also, last night, I did a design sprint workshop in Lightning Season Jam with the SoCal Agile user group. And that was also another sold out, overbooked event, which was great. But in that one, my focus was trying to incorporate design sprints into the Agile process, right? I had the Agile manifesto up, and you know, one of the first things that I said to this whole group of SoCal Agile people was that Agile doesn't work. And everybody looked at me like, what? What are you doing?
That'll endear you to a lot of people early, Jason. Just tell them that whatever they believe in is a false prophet.
It's like, right? No, right.
This isn't going to work. Just stop doing the sprints, the ceremonies, just stop.
But I followed that up with Agile doesn't work if you don't follow the manifesto, if you don't follow the values and the principles, right?
and a collective sigh went throughout the room.
A collective sigh. They're like, oh, okay, great. This guy with his experience coming in and telling us, you know, that have been doing this for 20 years that what we're doing is not right. But it was for the shock factor, you know, and it definitely woke some people up. But you know, I thought it was a good introduction.
So how do you see design sprints incorporating into the Agile process?
The Agile process is great, right? When you have, you know, a continuous delivery, when you're working with the development team, after a design sprint, after you get a prototype out and after you get customer validation, if it's positive, if the thing that you did a design sprint on came out correctly, or if it met your expectations in terms of the customer validation afterwards, what do you do? You still need to have a development process in place. So, you know, Agile is the best thing that we have so far to do that. Now, when to incorporate a design sprint into the Agile process, that can be a little bit tricky, right? It either depends on if you're trying to do, you know, multiple things, if you have a new product or new feature that's coming out that you're unsure of, that you want to test out. You know, that I feel like is time to get the team to spend a week on to try to figure out, is this new feature, is this new business model, is this new big bet that we're going for something that is going to be, is going to work? Or are we going to get customer validation? That I think is a good time to incorporate it. When I was talking to John Zaratsky, you know, during the design sprint bootcamp, he was saying that, you know, in the beginning of each quarter is probably a good time if you have big ideas, big products, big features, something that you want to release or test out. I think the answer to that question is it's varied, right? Of course, it depends on where a company is at, what they're doing. In the end, I think it's if you have a big bet or if you have a big problem, that's a great time to introduce a design sprint.
You have a product background primarily before you got into design sprints. How has that kind of helped you with looking at design sprints in a way that kind of reflects how products are built?
I think so. So the company that I've been working with, Duro Labs, it's a software as a service platform to help hardware engineers build out or manage their hardware components. Working with them in an agile environment, working with our developers, it's helped me to introduce a design sprint when we have a misalignment in terms of what to build next. The founders, the CEOs, they have an idea. As a product manager, I have an idea. UX has an idea. We, you know, we speak with the dev team and they also have ideas. But what it's helped me to do is align everybody, bring everybody together and say that, hey, look, we're not too sure of where to move forward next. You know, we have customers that want this. We have customers that want that. Let's do a design sprint. And after going through and doing a design sprint, it's something that's been really helpful in determining what to move forward on.
Why did you get involved with Agile and Scrum from the beginning? What appealed to you about that?
I'd like to consider myself kind of a futurist. With the way things are moving and how tech has helped people, has helped humanity, has helped do all these things, I feel like tech is the answer to a lot of things that are problems. I mean, they, of course, it does create some problems here and there as well, right? We have Facebook, we have some other companies that it weren't intentionally built to create problems, but you know, as we've seen with some previous, you know, results with maybe this is off topic, but with some like Russian meddling and the ability to pay for ads and to influence people based off of that, I feel like that is where tech has gone wrong. But in the sense of where tech can go right, there's so much possibilities. There's so much out there, and I think that's the thing that excites me about being in tech.
The interesting thing about how information has been so free in the past decade or so, I almost feel like there's going to be an overall response that open networks and open information is too much, and it's going to go completely in the opposite direction with closed networks and closed pieces of information, not necessarily through a paywall, but by choice, so that the notion of privacy and self-selection of who gets to understand and have access to information that's considered personal will start becoming more of an issue.
What I think is going on is that all of human history, literally at our fingertips, all of human knowledge at the touch of a button, right? On our cell phones, we can search, we got Wikipedia, we have everything. All of this information that we have right now, as humans, I feel like we don't know how to weed through and figure out what is the, correct information, what is the right information. Like, let's say if I'm a left-wing person, right, I can only be in my left-wing bubble and have only information that I like because it pertains to the thing that I'm interested in, right? And there's plenty of outlets out there that will provide content for that. Same thing for right-wing. So how do you determine what is actually true and what is not? It's definitely up to companies, right, to try to help in engaging that. But I think ultimately it relies on the individual. The responsibility is there to be able to discern between what is fact, what is fiction, to be able to get out of their own bubble of information and explore other ideas and other possibilities of information. I think overall we're heading in a positive direction, right?
I think I'm going to ride with that assumption as well, Jason.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So if you're looking ahead to 2019 and both of us are speaking again in 2020, for you and your company, what would be a great year and what would be an absolutely awesome year?
Just starting out, you know, having this Design Sprint Bootcamp coming up on the 27th of February, the hopes of that is to land some clients. A good year for me would be to get about maybe 3 to 5 clients that hire me on as a Design Sprint facilitator. A great year would be, you know, 10 to 15 if I can handle that within the year. But there's a lot that's going to happen that's going to change with it from now until the end of 2019, right? So I have this plan to move to Germany with my girlfriend in April. And there's a lot of uncertainty that's there. I mean, I'm going to have Product Sprint, but there's also trying to navigate around the German landscape. I have to, I guess, learn a new language here pretty quickly. It's good. I have some basis in it. I've taken a few college courses and I've lived in Heidelberg, Germany for about a month before, which is not that long, but you know, I practiced a little bit of German while I was there. So,
well, if you follow AJ and Smart, they're based out of Berlin. And
yeah,
I know that a few of them don't speak German natively, but they found that it was a great place to set up shops and to do a business. So you may not have to go down that road of having to learn German, but know enough to kind of get by.
Yeah, I think so. But for me, that's something that I'm kind of passionate about is, you know, learning other languages to really kind of embrace the culture some more. I feel like there's nuances in language that you can only get to really understand the culture, you know, once you fully understand the language.
So maybe a final question would be, what are some of the strengths that you bring to the table, especially with your business, that sets you apart from other practitioners and other businesses that are working in this Design Sprint space?
I do have a master's in international business. I do have, I guess, an understanding, a grasp of how economies at scale work, how large businesses work, and some of the fundamental practices behind that. That coupled with my varied backgrounds in multiple industries, including real estate, life insurance, IT recruiting, I feel like that also helps too and separates me from the pack. Another is having a user experience design training through General Assembly, doing some UX work myself. And then ultimately, yeah, having the product management background and the certifications of a product owner and Scrum Master and working in an agile environment. I think these are the things that are the differentiators that help me with Product Sprint as an agency, that help me as a design sprint facilitator tackle a variety of challenges.
So if people want to learn more about what you do and where they could go for more information, where would they go online?
As of right now, only Twitter or LinkedIn would be where they can find out more information about me. I am in the works right now of developing my Product Sprint website. That will be more to come, hopefully here very shortly. Have you read Make Time, Jake Knapp and John Zaretsky?
No, I have not.
It's good. It talks about all these notifications and things that distract us, right? And I feel like it's an interesting read.
What are you currently reading right now that you really enjoy?
If we're talking about sci-fi, one of the first sci-fi books that I ever read that actually has propelled me into the sci-fi realm and being a fan of that was Ender's Game. And I remember receiving that as a present when I was like, I don't know, like 10 years old or something like that. And it was that. And I got like a Nintendo 64 with James Bond. I played that a ton, but I also read Ender's Game. And I really enjoyed that book. So in terms of sci-fi, that was a good starter for me. In terms of nonfiction, a great book that I'm reading now, and I'm actually part of a book club where we're going to discuss this some more, is Inspired by Marty Kagan. Mm-hmm. Talking about product management, UX design, about startups and what the different positions are within it and how it operates.
So if you write a book in about 5 to 10 years, what's the title going to be?
Oh, man. I've thought about this, not necessarily the title, but where I'd want to go if I were to write a book. I would probably write some type of sci-fi dystopian future type of fiction book. A lot of people out there are doing great with that. I feel like I need to, maybe in 5 years I'll have the experience to be able to write something at a nonfiction business related, entrepreneurship related, hopefully. Yeah, I don't have a title off the top of my head.
you could be a ghostwriter and float like chapters out there on Twitter just to see what the reaction will be.
Yeah.
What kind of appeal it could have.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
All right, Jason. Thanks for your time. I appreciate the conversation and best of luck and have a good move out to Germany.
I appreciate it very much too. Thank you for having me.
Thanks again for listening to the Dallas Design Sprints podcast. If you have a question or a comment on the show, be sure to email me at robert@dallasdesignsprints.com. You can also find Dallas Design Sprints on Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, Facebook, and even LinkedIn. Be sure to visit virtualdesignsprint.com for our upcoming global virtual design sprint happening in the month of April. Take care of yourself, and we'll see you next time.